Heavenly Father, we thank you that you brought us here before your presence. We are gathered here together in your name. We read your word here. We also meditate on your word
here.
May your Holy Spirit help us. That as we read your word, we can partake of your grace. So that we who are saved by grace, through the daily reading of your word, can have more fellowship with you. We will forget what is behind and run toward our mark. We know that it is good to be here.
主啊, 就在这里帮助我们,
so please help us here, God.
与我们众人同在,
be with us here.
不管是在这里, 在听的,
no matter whether it's those who are listening,
楼下在那里聚集的小孩子, 孩童们,
and for the children who are downstairs in Sunday school,
我们厨房工作的同工,
and also for the co-workers who are working in the kitchen,
求圣灵都在这里保守我们,
may the Holy Spirit guide each one of us here.
愿荣耀敬拜都归给你,
may all glory and worship belong to you.
听我们祷告,
listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名,
we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天想跟弟兄姐妹交通一个我常常想的事情。
Today I'd like to fellowship on something that's always been on my heart.
我的题目是定在蒙恩人应该有的经历。
My topic is the experiences that people saved by grace should have.
因为在圣经里面,
because in the Bible,
我们如果去 看的时候,
if we look in the Bible,
特别是圣经里面那些人物,
especially for the characters in the Bible,
他们一生经历了很多神在他们当中的事情,
they have experienced much in their lives.
所以我常常在想,
so I often was thinking,
我们这群蒙恩的人,
for us who have been saved by grace,
当我们在地上的时候,
when we're here on this earth,
我们能不能跟他们也有一样的经历?
Can we have a similar experience that they had?
后来我发现,
later I realized,
有些经历呢,
some experiences,
好像今天我们不太容易, 好像实际的经历得到,
some of them we may not actually get to experience.
就像是我们礼拜五晚上查经,
for example, Friday night in our Bible study,
我们刚好查到主耶稣用五饼二鱼让五千人吃饱,
we read that how Jesus using the five loaves and two fish,
我常常讲, 我就希望我就是在那五千个人里面,
I often thought, I wish I was among the 5,000.
我看到那五饼二鱼,
when I saw those five loaves and two fish,
就主耶稣一祝福了,
blessed by the Lord,
我在里面吃的特饱,
then I would feast on that.
我还看到那十二个篮子的饼鱼留下来,
then I also see the 12 baskets of leftovers.
所以我常常那样想,
so I would often think,
主啊, 如果你让我经历那样吃饱的样子,
Lord, if you let me be filled like that,
我就一生不背负你,
then I would never desert you my whole life.
我应该觉得说, 主啊, 你在这里, 正好,
then I would think, Lord, it's so good for you to be here with me.
后来我发觉过,
then later I realized,
在我的生命当中, 信主到现在,
in my life from since I was saved till now,
我从来没有跟五千个基督徒在一起,
I've never been with 5,000 Christians before.
所以不可能说有吃饱的那件事情,
so I could never possibly have the same.
我常常有两三百个基督徒在一起的时候,
I've often gathered with 200 or 300,
就我们的饭吃不够,
but when we gather together, we realize
那时候我们就, 哎呀, 怎么得搞的?
I thought, oh great, how could this happen?
所以我们在地上的经历,
so for our experiences here on earth,
不可能跟以前的圣徒或信徒他们在一起一样,
it cannot be exactly the same as the people in the past.
那我也相信,
and I also believe,
神的恩典,
God's grace,
不会是一成不变的,
it's not like it doesn't change.
不是每一个基督徒都要有那个机会是五千人里面吃饱的,
not every Christian has to go among 5,000 people.
我们基督徒会经历不同的东西,
we Christians experience different
圣经在这里来说,
things. In the Bible it says here,
我们能够领受神的恩典,
For us to partake of God's grace,
而且能够恩善加恩,
And for grace for grace,
甚至说利上加利,
or maybe even grace for grace,
然后我们实在能够丰富的领受,
and for us to fully partake of this.
所以基督徒在地上,
for us Christians here on earth,
到底我们应该蒙受这样的恩典的时候, 我们应该有哪些的经历,
exactly what experiences should we have?
所以我就回去想,
so that's why I went and thought it over.
我也在圣经里面查,
And I also search the scriptures.
你知道恩典这个字,
you know the word grace?
在旧约的圣经里面,
in the Old Testament,
第一次用到旧约讲到恩典这个字,
the first time they use the word grace,
就在创世纪6章8节那里,
it's in Genesis chapter 6, verse
8. 那时候地上的人满了恶行,
during that time, the earth was full of wickedness.
圣经这样讲,
and the Bible says it,
唯有挪亚在耶和华面前蒙恩。
It says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
不是说在挪亚面前之前的那些人没有蒙一个恩典, 神的恩典。
It's not that the people before Noah didn't find
it. 然而神用挪亚蒙了恩典。
But it just says here that Noah found grace.
我们知道,我们读挪亚的故事就知道,
we know that if we read the story of Noah,
在世代那么邪恶的世代里,
in that wicked generation,
神的恩典特别的蒙给挪亚这一家人。
God's grace was richly given to Noah's family.
先给挪亚,
first to Noah.
挪亚这一家人也蒙恩,
so, and then Noah's whole family.
这是救恩的故事的一个小的一个缩影。
This is just a small part.
第一次人哦,
this, 人的身上, this is the first time, for men.
有神的恩典。
They were able for the first time to partake of God's grace.
讲到救恩了。
Here we can see salvation.
讲到那个拯救,
we can see redemption.
也讲到那个审判,
and we also can see judgment.
也就是说挪亚这一家人在那个审判当中,
we can see that Noah and his family were under God's judgment.
他们避过了那个审判,
but they passed the judgment.
他们蒙了神的恩典,
they were given God's grace.
我们这一群蒙救恩的人,
for us who are saved by grace,
我用应有, 应有的经历,
we're going to say what we're supposed, I'm going to talk about what we're supposed to have.
也就是说在正常的情况,
or under a truly normal circumstance,
我常常讲说, 什么是一个基本的条件, 蒙恩的人基本的条件是什么?
I often talk about what is the basics of a person saved by grace.
我们当接受主耶稣基督之后,
after we believe in Jesus,
我们有几个基本的事情,
there are several basic characteristics we should have.
刚才在剥饼的时候,
just before when we were breaking the bread,
我刚好很专心的在最后一排剥饼,
I was paying much attention in the last row.
你知道在最后一排要剥饼很专心很难的,
to be able to focus on the last row and during the breaking bread is very hard.
你知道我在讲什么吧?
You know what I'm talking about?
因为最后一排在坐在最后几排剥饼,
because to sit in the last few rows,
你会看到人来人往,
you would see people come and go.
你看到早到的, 你看到晚到的,
you see the people who came here early and the people who came
你看到不专心的,
you see those who are paying,
所以你的眼目哦, 就看那个人, 左边看右边看,
so your eyes will get distracted.
然后桌子又这么远,
and the table is so far away.
所以坐在前面的人,
so for those who can sit in the front,
神实在给你很大的恩典, 能够专心的剥饼,
God has given you much grace to be able to focus when we're breaking
我正要专心的时候,
as I was focusing,
那常见弟兄, 黄建弟兄, 他们一家来了,
then Brother Huang's family came.
然后他把他那个老大, Amy,
then he took his oldest daughter, Amy.
就放在我的膝盖上, 我去抱她,
he put it on my knee, so I had to hold her.
一抱她, 我就被她吸引住了,
when I held her, I was, my attentions were fixed.
我觉得她从头到尾, 每一个地方都很可爱,
then I thought, oh, she's so beautiful, throughout all her, through and through.
你知道一个孩子,
you know a child?
以前我爸爸跟我这样讲,
My father once said to me this way.
他说你开始享受别人的孩子的时候,
when you start to enjoy looking at other people's kids,
就你觉得人家的孩子抱在你手上真可爱的时候,
when you see that other kids are so wonderful,
他说你小心,
you gotta be careful.
你年纪大了,
that means you're getting old.
那我会不会发觉,
later I realized,
我现在每一次看到别人的孩子,
every time I see other people's children,
我真的是好喜欢,
I really am thankful.
不是说我不喜欢我们自己的孩子,
it's not that I'm not thankful for my own kids.
不然等下回去又遭受审判的命运,
later I'm probably going to be judged by my kids.
你知道一个孩子,
you know a child,
他基本的东西是什么?
What is his basic characteristics?
他会叫,
he would cry.
他会叫,
he would cry.
他会叫爸爸妈妈,
he would cry for his father and mother.
一个孩子最基本是什么?
Another basic characteristic,
他会吃,
he would eat.
他会吃, 不管是吃, 吃软的东西, 流质的东西, 他会吃,
it doesn't matter what he's eating, he's going to eat it.
还有一个孩子最基本的要求是什么?
And another basic characteristic,
他知道父母的怀抱,
is that a child knows its father mother.
虽然我们在那边有时候不容易哈，那有些孩子你抱他怀里，他不喜欢你抱的啊。
For some children, when you hug them, they don't want to be hugged.
但是父母要抱他的时候
，But if a father or mother wants to hug them,
他总是回到父母的怀抱里。孩子的时候，小 baby。
When they're little, they always want to go back to
the 越大就不一定了，越大就不一
定。As you get older, it changes.
特别是男孩子，你要去抱他 ，Come on, this is.
Especially when you get older, for boys,
要 manly 一点，不要这么的好。
They don't think it's manly.
所以你有时候你亲你的儿子。
So if you want to kiss your son,
哇，感谢主，你能亲他，那么大还能亲他。
If you can kiss him, actually, when he gets old, that's a real blessing.
孩子的最基本的东西。
A basic characteristic for children.
他会叫父母。
He would call for his parents.
他会吃父母给他的东西。
He would eat what his parents give him.
他还知道他的父母的怀抱的爱。
And he knows the love of his father and mother's embrace.
今天一个基督徒最基本的东西是什么？
What are the basic characteristics of a Christian?
他会祷告，对不对？他会叫父母。
He would pray. He would call for God.
他会读圣经。
He would read the Bible.
他会吃神的话。
Which means he would eat of God's word.
基督徒最基本的东西是什么？
And another basic characteristic of Christians.
他知道神爱他。
Is that he knows that God loves him.
你只要拿掉一个。
If you take away one of these,
这个基督徒都不健康。
This Christian then becomes unhealthy.
只知道会叫的。
If it only knows how to cry.
他一定会营养不良。
This child. Will have poor nutrition
因为他从来不吃
because he would never eat
只会吃的
if a child only eats
你知道他除非他是哑巴
only you know that unless he's mute
他不会讲话
he cannot talk
如果只知道爱
and if he only knows how to love
他不知道什么是神真实的爱的时候
but he doesn't know what's God's true love
但是他看不到爱的时候
when he can't see God's love
他就会远离
Then he will leave God.
所以基督徒有三个基本的东西。
So Christians have three basic characteristics.
所以我要讲说，基督徒蒙恩的时候，你要应有经历的时候，你这三个基本的东西一定要有。
So when we're talking about people who are saved by grace, we have to remember that they should have these.
什么是基督徒应该有的经历？
What are the experiences that people saved by grace should have?
当我去看圣经的时候
，When I look at the Bible,
基督徒要有的经历的第一个是。他们要能信主耶稣基督，认罪悔改。
The first point that people saved by grace should have，
或者说，基督徒第一个经历是什么？
Or what's the first experience they should have？
他要离开罪。
Is to forsake sin。
一个蒙恩的人。
For a person saved by grace，
他要知道离开罪。
He has to know how to forsake sin。
你要有离开罪的经历。
You have to have an experience of forsaking sin.
主耶稣来在地上的时候
，When our Lord Jesus came on the earth，
在路加福音五章三十二节说
，In Luke chapter 5 verse 32，
他说我来的时候
，He says I came，
不是招义人悔改
，Not to call the righteous，
他是招罪人悔改
，But sinners to repentance。
我们这一群是罪人
，We are all sinners。
神招我们
，God has called us。
招我们怎么样？
What does he call us for?
悔改
To repent.
今天常常人家会觉得什么是罪？
People today ask, what is sin?
我每一次看圣经的时候
Whenever I look at the Bible,
在马可福音十二章马可福音七章二十一节那里
In Mark chapter 7,
主耶稣讲的
What God says,
他说因为从里面的就是人心里面所出来的
Is that from within, out of the heart of men,
所出来的恶念
Proceed evil thoughts.
苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪。
Adulteries, fornication,
等等等等等。
Thefts.
从里面出来的。
All of these come from the heart.
都是污秽人的。
These defile men.
这是主耶稣讲到罪的，形容那个罪。
This is how Jesus described sin.
保罗怎么说？世人都犯了罪。
Paul says that all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
就是我们这个人生下来。
This is for us who are born.
人是神所造的时候
Even though we are created by God.
他有个荣耀的样子
Even though we used to have a glorious image.
结果人不要神
But because we did not want God.
所以人就堕落在罪的光景里面
And we became polluted by sin.
当我们回到神的面前的时候
When we return to God's presence.
我们第一个要经历的是什么
The first thing that we need to experience is.
我们承认我们自己的罪
We need to confess our sins.
一个基督徒
for a Christian,
一个蒙恩的人
for one who is saved by grace,
你接受主耶稣基督
when you have believed in the Lord,
如果你从来不知道何为罪的话
if you have never admitted you had sinned,
其实神不需要救你啊
Truly, God does not need a savior.
因为你是一个无罪的。
Because you're a person without sin.
但是我们多多少少里面知道什么是罪。
But all of us know what is sin.
因为我们人心里面所出来的东西。
Because what comes from our heart.
就是圣经主耶稣所形容的这些东西。
Is what Jesus described just before.
谁没有偷盗呢？
Who has not stolen?
谁心里面没有恨过人呢？
Who has not hated someone in his heart?
谁心里面没有贪过东西呢？
Who has not wanted something?
很多东西在我们的里面。
There are many things in our heart.
这是我们里面隐藏的罪。
These are the hidden sins in our heart.
大卫有一篇诗篇是139篇那里。
In David's Psalm 139.
他说神啊，求你鉴察我。
He says, search me, O God.
知道我的心思。
And know my heart.
试炼我。
Try me.
知道我的意念
and know my thoughts,
看看我里面有没有恶行
and see if there be any wicked way in
me, 引导我走永生的道路
and lead me in the way everlasting.
你知道作诗的人他知道
you know, the writer of this psalm knew,
他求神常常鉴察他
he wanted God to search his
看看他里面有没有什么恶行
and see if there's any wicked way in him.
如果有恶行的话
if there's any wicked way in him,
求你引导我
he asked God to lead
跟着我
him, follow him.
让我更正这些恶行。
So that I do not follow these wicked things.
然而我能够走这一条道路。
So that I can walk in your path.
什么是悔改啊？
What is to repent?
悔改对有一些人，有一些基督徒，有些朋友不是太难的事情。
The word repentance for some people is not hard.
就是做错了，承认自己做错。
It's to admit that you've sinned.
但是我常常会谈，怎么悔改？
But sometimes I would discuss with people, how do you repent?
我有时候有这样的经历哈。
I sometimes have this experience.
在孩子面前做错事。
When I make a mistake before my kids.
我就跟我的孩子悔改。
So I would repent in front of my kids.
我跟孩子说。
I would say to my kids.
爸爸刚才做错了。
Daddy did something wrong before.
求你原谅我。
Please forgive me.
我不再这样做了。
I won't do it again.
有时候在太太面前说抱歉了。
Sometimes in front of my wife, I would say, I'm sorry.
你知道这个道歉久了哈。
You know, after saying it for so long,
就不怕道歉了嘛，对不对？
You don't feel afraid of saying I'm sorry.
就麻木了嘛，对不对？
You get grow numb after saying so many times.
圣经当中的悔改是什么？
In the Bible, what is the biblical definition of repentance?
悔改其实有一个最好的解释。
A very good explanation of repentance
就是 U-turn.
Is a U-turn.
就是你走错路了。
You went on the wrong path.
不是再去找 GPS 重新找一条 reroute 的那条路。
It's not task the GPS to reroute yourself.
是代表 U-turn 回来。
It's to U-turn, completely turn around.
不止悔改哈。
And not only just repent.
要在神面前悔改。
But to repent before the Lord.
每一个人的蒙恩的经历不同。
Everyone's way of repentance.
他的过程不同。
Their experiences different.
他的故事不同。
Their story might be different.
他的时间地点不同。
And their time, the time place for.
有人故事很长。
Some people's stories.
有人故事很简单。
Some people's repentance are very.
但是蒙恩的故事里面不能缺的是什么
？But what cannot be missing in this these stories?
这个蒙恩的故事里面就是在神面前要悔改。
These stories must have, for people saved by grace, they must have true repentance.
不是在。不在你悔改一定要在神的面前悔改。
For repentance, you must repent before the Lord.
你在我的面前悔改，或在某某人前面的悔改，没有什么用的。
If you just repent before somebody besides the Lord, that doesn't count.
你要真正的到神面前来悔改。
You have to truly go before the Lord.
基督徒第一个有的经历。
The first experiences that Christians should have
是在神面前要悔改。
Is to repent before the
Lord. 如果我们信了主耶稣基督。
If we believe on the Lord,
我们没有悔改过。
And we did not repent,
我很怀疑你所信的是什么。
I would doubt very much whether you believe in the Lord.
我们下礼拜有受浸啊。
Next week we're going to have a baptism meeting.
人的一生大概就那一次受浸。
In a person's life, that is probably the only time they get.
虽然有些聚会他说你那个信不算，重来再受一次浸。
Some gatherings will say, oh, you have, the baptism you had before doesn't count, you got baptized again.
真正的受浸其实就那一次。
But truly, that time is when you get baptized.
但是你的悔改不是就那一次。
But your repentance is not just for once.
悔改是一直悔改，一直悔改，一直在神面前承认自己常常做错事情。
You have to constantly repent throughout your life.
到今天信主了这么久啊。
For me who has been saved for such a long time.
我还是昨天还是在神面前要悔改。
And yesterday before the Lord, I still had to repent.
因为我知道我这个是罪人。
Because I know I am a sinner.
我再好啊,
no matter how good I am,
还是做错,
I still will sin.
这是基督徒这个蒙恩人第一个应有的经历。
This is the first experience that people saved by grace should have.
在神面前有悔改。
And that is to repent before the Lord.
你能常常在神面前悔改,
for you to constantly repent before the Lord,
你就离开罪的经历。
Then you have an experience of leaving, forsaking sin.
离开罪多好,
do you know how great it is to forsake sin?
你是一个羊的生命, 羊,
if you have the life of a lamb,
常常羊弄脏了, 他自己会把它洗干净。
For a normal lamb, if their wool gets dirty, they would clean themselves.
神让我们成为一个羊的生命。
God has caused us to have the life of a lamb.
你知道猪,
you know, for a pig,
今天很多那种Bini pig, 很漂亮的一个猪, 人把它洗得很干净。
You know, for some pigs today, people like to wash them.
你知道他们, 我听这个听的实在是很难过。 他说他们现在可以让猪弄得很干净, 带它有一个leash, 就是有一个绳子绑着它到公园去散步。
I've heard that some pet owners say they raise pigs and they hold them on a
leash. 然后给它穿很漂亮的衣服。
And give them very pretty clothes.
他说这些 pig 在你家干净了一段时间,
you know these pigs after they've been clean for so long.
这个主人一定要了解这个 pig.
The owner must understand this pig.
一段时间,
after it being so clean for a while.
你要带他到澡堂里去,
you have to bring him to a certain place.
去洗澡的地方,
to a bath.
不是洗干净的地方,
it's not a bath.
那个澡堂是一大堆泥巴。
You need to bring them to a mud bath.
那个猪的生命, 它干净了那么久, 它受不了了。
For a pig, it cannot stand being clean for so long.
它一定要到那个澡堂里面, 它跳下去去疯了, 它洗得脏得一塌糊涂。
For the pig, it has to go to mud bath.
因为它里面的生命,
because it's life inside.
它被你限制住了。
It's actually being restricted.
只要你把那个leash一打开,
if you take off that leash from him,
它看到那个脏的那个泥巴,
if you see the mud bath,
它像是看到什么一样, 它 跑进去了,
for him, it's like heaven.
那主人要给他时间,
and the owner must give him.
然后你要付钱给这些澡堂,
and you have to pay money to people who.
然后他出来, 他心神就 balance 了, 他原来记得他还是只猪.
So after he takes the bath, the pig will remember that.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们今天已经不是在一个猪的生命里面。
We don't live a life of a pig.
我们是成为一个羊的生命。
We have a life of a lamb.
我们偶尔搞脏了。
We sometimes may get dirty.
我们要弄干净,
but we want to get clean.
不是我们保持的清洁, 有一天再回去, 好好再弄脏一次。
Our default is not that we should get dirty.
我们要有离开罪的经历。
We should forsake sin.
这是蒙恩人第一个的经历。
This is the first experience that people say by
第二个经历是,
should have. What is the second experience?
第二个经历是离开旧有旧造的经历。
The second experience is to leave the old creation,
就是有新造的样式,
that is to have the likeness of the new creation.
你会发觉你蒙恩之后,
you realize that after you become saved,
你有新造的样式,
you have a new likeness.
哥林多后书5章17节怎么说,
2 Corinthians 5
我们都会背的,
we all can memorize.
我开个头,
let me start.
若有人在基督里, 怎么样, 他就是一个新造的人, 旧事已过一切变成什么, 新的。
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away.
以弗所书4章24节,
and Ephesians 4:24,
他说, 并且穿上新人啊,
it says, and that you put on the new man.
这个新人是照着神的形象造的。
And this new man is created in the image of God.
我们是有神的形象所造的新人。
We have a new man in the image of God.
有真理、仁义与圣洁。
In righteousness and true holiness.
基督徒在地上有两个生日,
you know that Christians here on earth, we have two birthdays.
一个在母腹生出来的生日,
one is an earthly life that comes from.
如果我问你啊, 我如果问你啊,
let me ask, if
你的生日是什么时候,
when is your birthday?
你要不要想的,
do you have to think?
有时候人家会问你, 你太太的生日, 或者你先生的生日, 你会想半天嘛, 对不对?
Well, if someone asks, what is your spouse's birthday, you think for a long time.
你记不起来嘛, 对不对?
You might not remember. But you shouldn't forget your own birthday.
那当然了，多讲一点。有时候我们父母的生日，我们也不太记得，对不对
？But sometimes we will forget our parents' birthday.
那我哥哥常常打电话，是爸爸妈妈的生日，你打一个电话回去。
Sometimes my brother will call me and say, "Oh, your father mother's birthday."
所以我常常自己想，罪人啊，罪人啊，罪人。
So I think, "Oh, great, I forgot again."
我常常忘记我父母的生日。
I often forget my father mother's.
但是我常常我不会忘记我自己的生日。
But I never forget my own.
但是我们基督徒还有另外一个生日，你知道
？But you know, we as Christians have another birthday.
就是你接受主的时候。
Is when we believe on the Lord.
神用圣灵生你。
God using His Holy Spirit.
我如果问你。
If I ask you,
你记不记得你什么时候蒙恩的？
Do you remember when you were saved by grace?
你第二个生日，你知不知道什么时候？
If I ask you, when was the time when you believed in the Lord?
你会看底下不好意思。
You probably look down and you'd be.
我们常常忘记我们第二个生日。
We often forget when it's our second.
我们常常记第一个生日。
We often remember our first.
我们记到我们肉体的那个生日。
We often remember our earthly birth.
所以我们还是活在什么里面？
So what are we living in?
我们还是活在旧造的那个里面。
We are still living in our old creation.
什么是一个新造？
What is to live in the new creation?
你记得主耶稣在你身上开始工作的时候。
Is when you realize the work that God is doing on you.
没有关系，你忘记第二个生日没关系。
It doesn't matter that you forgot your second birthday.
你知道谁知道吗？
Do you know who knows?
你的父母永远知道孩子的生日。
Your parents always know your birthday.
我知道天父把我的生命的那个时间记在生命册里面。
And so likewise, God our Father remembers our birthday.
所以我们还有机会补救啊。
So we have time to.
我们是活在新造的里面。
We are living in our new.
我们从另外一个国家到另外一个国家。
If we go from one country to another.
你从中国到美国。
If you go from China to America.
你从香港到 New Jersey.
If you go from Hong Kong to Jersey.
你从台湾到我现在住的 Lincoln Park。
If you go from Taiwan to Lincoln Park,
你会发觉改变了很多东西。
You realize that things have changed.
你原来住的地方的律法、法律。
The laws that were in your old residence.
你不能在这里用。
You can't use those laws here.
我不知道周刚，你去英国的时候开车是左边还右边
？I don't know, Brother Zhao. When you went to England, you drive.
你在这里开车的时候
，When you drive here,
你用这里的习惯去英国开看看。
If you try to drive here,
还是不一样嘛，对不对？
Like you drove in England.
你试看看。
Try it out.
今天我们在新造里面。
For us, we're living in the new creation.
新造的里面有个律。
There's a law of the new.
那个律在圣经里面讲，就是真理的仁义与圣洁。
That law is in righteousness and true holiness.
你要在那个律里面来做。
You have to live under that law.
那些旧的习惯、想法，不能在这个新的律里面来使用。
You cannot live in your old life under these laws.
你知道，我们厨房刚做新的厨房，对不对
？You know that we just finished our kitchen.
我们可不可以用旧的厨房的方式去 maintain 那个新的厨房
？Can we use our old ways of maintaining the kitchen for that?
你那样做绝对出乱子。
If you do that, then there is definitely going to be problems.
我们在一个新造的里面的时候
，When we are in the new creation,
你知道我们今天去吃饭的时候，你会发觉那个吃饭的地方真的是一个新造的感觉。
When you go to the kitchen, you can truly see it's new.
以前吃饭的时候，你看不清楚菜哈，对不对
？In the past, when you go and eat in the cafeteria,
你现在那个菜看得清清楚楚。
And now you can see your food very clearly.
很多东西都改变了。
Because many things have changed.
我们在地上的时候都有这种感觉。
When we're here on this earth,
你在一个新的环境里面
，in your new surroundings,
你要按着那个新的环境的律来生活。
You have to adapt to the laws of the new surroundings.
以前信主之前。
Before you're saved,
是我。
You always say me.
我喜欢。
I like this.
我高兴。
I am happy for this.
这是我。
And so I will do this.
你信了主以后呢
？Well, what about after you believe?
你我里面还有另外一个。
In your heart there's something else.
你。
You.
那个就是主。
And that refers to the Lord.
这个律在你里面。
For this law to be in your heart,
让你有那个经历
to let you have that experience,
离开旧造
it will help you escape from the old self.
时间的关系哦，我们看第三个是什么
？Because of times, let's look at the third.
你在蒙恩之后
，after you become saved,
你开始过一个奉献式的生活。
It is to, the third experience is to live a life of dedication.
就是你经历那个离开不甘心哦。
It is to forsake an unwilling heart.
我们的奉献，我们知道好几方面。
We know that there are many aspects of dedication.
我们知道罗马书那里讲， 保罗说我们与他与神的慈悲劝我们把身体献上当作活祭。
We know that in Romans 12 it says, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your body
as a living sacrifice. 我读这句话的时候，我常常很紧张。
Many times when I read this, I would.
我觉得读这句话只有像朱自由啊，或这些全时间的话，他们要读这句话。
I thought, only Freedom Chu and other people.
好像全时间服侍主的人应该要读这句话。
Only for those who are serving full time.
但是我们知道，保罗讲这句话的时候是对着所有蒙恩的人讲这句话。
But we know that Paul was speaking to all Christians.
保罗希望我们蒙恩的人，每一个人把身体献上，当作活祭。
Paul wants each one of us to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
你知道彼得是怎么讲？
You know what Peter says?
彼得在彼得前书四章第二节的后半段。
In the second part of verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 4.
他说从今以后可以不从人的情欲。
It says that he should no longer live the rest of his life.
只从神的旨意再次读度余下的光阴。
In the flesh of men, but in the will of God.
就是我们这群蒙恩的人以后。
It is that for us who are saved.
我们剩下叫余下的光阴。
For us, it's no longer in the flesh of men.
也就是说，我们这人的时间呢
？That is for our time.
可能不多
，may not be much.
但是要从神的旨意上来活这段时间。
But no matter how much time we have, we should live.
其实这就讲到我们时间上的奉献。
This is talking about our dedication.
但我们台湾讲奉献就是后面那个 box, 那个奉献 box.
Many times when we talk about dedication or,
其实我常常讲
offering, we talk about the offering box.
金钱的奉献不容易哦。
I often think it's easy to give.
以前带我的弟兄他说什么是奉献，你知道吗？
In the past, the brother said to me, "You know what is offering?"
他说奉献要奉献到痛才叫奉献。
A true offering is one that actually hurts you.
我听到这句话，我以前没有太多的感觉。
In the past, I didn't have much feeling when I heard.
以前我跟他讲，我就只有两个皮箱嘛。
I told him in the past I only had two suitcases.
我也没有什么东西可以奉献。
I don't really have much to offer.
我现在不止几个皮箱了。
Of course, now I have more than just two suitcases.
什么时候奉献到痛？
When does offering become a pain?
什么时候奉献你的时间到痛？
Whenever you offer so much that it hurts.
什么时候奉献你这个心？这个心灵会到痛。
When offering your heart becomes a pain,
这是真的奉献。
That is true offering.
要离开不甘心哦。
You have to leave an unwilling heart when you do it.
有时候我们常常讲哦，我这个人是大材小用感觉。
Many times I think you know, there's so much use for me.
我们在公司做那么多的事情。
There's so much that I do at my office.
结果来聚会的时候，只能做这么小的事情。
But now when I come here together, I can only do so little.
说好像是大材小用。
I feel as if my skills are not.
但是我常常看到神的家的时候。
But when I see the house of God.
我常常觉得神是让我们小材大用。
I now think that you know God has given us such.
就凭你这两下子。
That even though we have such little skills.
就凭你们这样的敬拜一下。
And just because we worship such a little time for Him.
天使天君都要在他们荣耀神。
The angels in heaven will glorify God because of us.
我常常觉得我是被小材大用。
I now realize that God is using my.
如果你知道神是多么的大的时候
，When you realize how great God is,
他其实真的不是太需要你在这边。
He actually doesn't really need your skills.
但是神乐意在我们在让我们在他面前。
But God is so willing for us to worship Him.
你就知道神抬举我们到哪一个地步。
You can see how much God actually lifts us up.
以前是我的。
In the past, it was what I could do.
蒙了恩以后是主的。
And now, saved by grace is what God can do.
以前是我来用。
In the past, it's what I can do.
蒙了恩，你要经历主来用。
And after I've become saved, it's now what God can use through me.
第四个是什么？
What is the fourth aspect?
是要过一个人陶足喜悦的生活。
Is to live a life pleasing to the Lord.
有那个经历是离开以我自己为满足的生活。
It is to stop focusing on pleasing myself.
保罗怎么说？
What does Paul write?
保罗在哥林多后书五章第九节那里说。
He writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
他说无论他是住在身内或者是离开身外。
He says whether present or absent.
他立了一个志向。
He focuses on this.
要得主的喜悦。
That he can be accepted of God.
立了志向。
He labors.
弟兄姐妹们。
brothers
and sisters,
we are children saved by
grace.
Do we focus? Do we have this labor?
Do
we want to work so that we can be accepted?
你知道立志向吗? 立志向.
You know this word.
你知道我孩子有一次跟我讲一件事。
My child once said this to me.
你知道他们在 high school 里面哈, middle school.
When they're in middle school,
他们常常要像那个国企怎么样? 国企那个在学校上课, homeschool可能没有啊。
When you're in public school, you have to look at the flag.
在 public school 哈,
in public school,
你参加那个学校那个叫做 open house 去你父母回到学校去, 对不对?
When you attend an open house,
你会发觉你跟着他们跑教室的时候，有一件事要怎么样?
You realize one thing as you go through the classrooms.
要像那个国旗什么?
You have to do something toward that flag. What do you have to do?
Pledge of Allegiance, 对不对? 宣誓效忠,
you have
国旗,
to,
对不对?
You have to give a pledge of allegiance.
他们立的志向要效忠那国旗。
They have to give a pledge of allegiance.
我永远不知道它里面讲的是什么东西。
I'll never know what they exactly say.
因为我从来也没有立的志向，好像要效忠那个国旗。
Because I never really had that experience.
所以他们在慢慢一直讲的时候，因为美国人都会讲嘛，哈。
So while they're all, you know, mumbling and saying.
那我也在那慢慢。
So I would also just go.
因为我不好意思。
Because I was a little embarrassed.
那常常我们女儿就会跟我讲， Daddy, 你到底知不知道这里面讲的什么？
So oftentimes my daughter would say to me, Dad, do you really know what this is about?
我说我真的不知道。
I admit, I don't know.
但是我知道你们就是在那个国旗前面效忠。
But all I know is that you're respectful.
他每一天都要做那个动作。
So, and every day they would have to do that.
他们要立志。
They have to,
像洗脑一样, 像洗脑一样。
It's kind of like a,
那有些孩子根本不管这些事情。
Some kids don't care about this.
但是你知道我们蒙恩的人,
but for us who have been saved,
我们里面一直要立那个志向,
but we always have to have this sort of allegiance.
我们要讨主的喜悦,
that we can be we can please the Lord.
讨人的喜欢容易还是讨主的喜欢容易?
Which is easier, to please men or to please God?
你讨你孩子的喜欢容易还是讨主的喜欢容易?
Is it easier to please your children?
不讲孩子好了，孩子好像比较简单一点。
Alright, maybe it's easy to talk about kids.
讨你的太太喜欢容易呢，还是讨主的喜欢容易？
Is it easy to please your wife?
或讨着你先生的容易呢，还是讨主的喜欢容易？
Is it easy to please your husband or?
你们自己去回答，我不敢回答。
Answer for yourself.
但是你知道，讨人的喜欢很难的。
To please men is very hard.
那个人一直在变嘛，对不对？
Because people are always changing.
你今天喜欢蓝色，他明天就喜欢绿色，对不对？
You might like blue today.
今天他喜欢晴天, 他明天就喜欢阴天。
You might like a clear weather, and then you might not like rain.
他今天喜欢吃咸的, 明天就喜欢吃辣的。
You like to eat salty food, then you like to eat spicy food.
所以你讨人的喜悦, 好困难的。
So for you to please people, it's very hard.
但是你知道我们的主是那个不改变的主。
But you know, our God is one who's unchanging.
他有原则的。
He has his principles.
我记得我到部队里去，我有大概两年的时间在军队里面。
I know for 2 years I was in the army.
当我们到那个新兵刚进去的时候，要做那个基础训练的时候。
When I went for basic training as a fresh.
我们那个部队长哈，我们那个队长。
Our brigade leader.
他要高兴的话。
If he was happy.
我们就放假。
We would get a vacation.
如果他不高兴的话。
If he was not happy,
我们礼拜六、礼拜天就在那边打扫房舍。
On weekends, we will be
扫了还要再扫。
We will have to constantly clean.
他总是找到我们他不高兴的地方。
He can always find something at fault with us.
他总是找到理由让你们在房舍今天都不要放假出去。
He would then find any reason to keep us in.
所有的人都在那边要讨他的喜欢。
Everyone was trying to please our barrack leader.
我记得那时候他五点半就来吹哨子，早上。
One time at 5:30 a.m. he would blow the whistle to wake us up.
我们里面很不喜欢呢。
We did not really want to.
我听到那个哨子，那个头就要炸了。
When I heard the whistle, I felt like my head was going to explode.
但是他一吹那个哨子，
but as soon as he blew that whistle,
他就要看我们的表现。
He wants to see how we respond.
吹了哨子，
after he blew the whistle,
我们就去集合。
We had to gather.
3分钟就要到那边集合。
We had to gather in 3 minutes.
然后第二声哨子的时候，
and at the blow of the second whistle,
我们就开始向操场跑步。
We had to start running toward the
就开始跑步
jogging. We start running, start jogging.
跑三mile.
We had to run 3 miles.
要在他讲的时间里面完成。
We had to finish within the time allocated.
你知道那时候我们在讲说。
We were thinking at that time.
我们里面非常不高兴。
We were very unhappy.
但是你知道那一段日子里面。
But during that time.
我现在回想起来。
After thinking about it,
那一段日子是我身体最好的时候。
That time was when my body was in its greatest shape.
我里面健康的不得了。
I was very healthy during that time.
我们早上三迈。
We ran 3 miles in the morning.
晚上三迈。
Ran 3 miles in the evening.
到了船就睡。
When we went back to bed, we just slept.
脑袋从来不会乱想什么东西。
We couldn't think of anything else.
有时候。
Sometimes.
这是一个很不完全的例子。
This is not a very complete example.
今天我们讨主的喜悦。
When we today try to please the Lord.
虽然我们有很多的限制。
Even though we have much restrictions.
我们里面很多不喜欢。
There are probably many things we don't like in our lives.
但是可能是你属灵生命里面最好的时候。
But probably it is the best thing for your spiritual life if you do it.
第五个。
Let's look at the fifth experience.
要渐渐了解主的心意。
It is to little by little understand the Lord's will.
就是离开自己为主。
It's to stop focusing on myself as master.
罗马书那里怎么说？罗马书十二章。
What does Romans chapter 12 say?
他说不要效法这世界。只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
我们能够查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do we know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
圣经常常用查验。
The Bible often uses that word, prove.
查验
To prove.
你知道你能查验代表你在圣经上要下一点功夫。
To be able to prove something means that you have to spend some time.
我不会忘记我刚蒙恩的时候。
I will never forget that when I was just saved.
我那时候刚蒙恩两年的时候。
It was when I was 2 years after I was saved.
我们参加一个追求的聚会。
I attended this meeting of searching.
那Retreat 哈、
哦。This retreat.
那讲员哈、哦。
And the speaker.
他在发问我们，你知道，我们常常 retreat 完毕就有 question Q and A， 就是 question and answer。
You know, oftentimes after a retreat, we have a.
就没有想到这个讲员哈、哦，没有等到我们问哈、哦。
But this speaker didn't wait for us to ask.
他问我们。
He asked us.
我现在不知道，我们很喜欢 question and answer。
He asked, I know we often like question and answers.
但是我那时候我很怕 question and answer。
But during that time, I was very afraid of questions.
因为这个讲员哈，每次 question and answer 的时候
，because this speaker, whenever we had question and answers,
他把基督徒抓来
，he would grab Christians over
来问你
，and he would ask you.
你知道会心脏病的，你知道
？And he would ask the Christians to answer, and you'd get a heart attack.
他那时候问我一句话
，and that time he asked me a question.
他说：“立源弟兄
，said Uncle Noel.
他说你信主多久
？He said how long have you been saved?
但是他没有让我回答信主多久，因为我还在想。
He didn't let me respond because I was still trying to think.
他说你如果信主三年的话
，He said if you are saved for 3 years.
他说你蒙恩三年的话
，If you are saved by grace for 3 years.
他问我你圣经有没有好好读一遍
？He asked, did you read the Bible very carefully during that time?
然后我那时候想说，好家伙，我刚念完一遍。
I was like, yes, I just finished reading it once.
他说你有没有好好读一遍？
But he asked, did you really read it sincerely?
那我就不敢讲，因为好好的意思是什么？
But I didn't want to answer because I didn't exactly know.
我们像天马行空翻的，
看
标题。
For me, it wasn't that sincerely. I was just flipping
through. 那我自己里面还是有说，我还不错了，两年多了，我可能算好好念了一遍。
I thought, well, maybe I'm okay. I did read through it within 2 years.
最可怕的是后面他问的这句话。
But then he asked this question.
他说好。
Okay.
就算你好好念了一遍。
Let's say you read the Bible very well.
他说从今以后。
And then he said from now on.
你每一年。
Every year.
至少读一遍。
Do you think you can read it once every year?
你知道信主二十几年来。
You know, having believed on the Lord for 20 years.
这句话像追着我一样。
This word continues to haunt me.
如果你信主二十几年。
It's like if you believe in the Lord for 20 some years.
按着他的讲法。
According to what he said,
你念的年数就是二十减三嘛，对不对？
You're supposed to have read the Bible 17 times.
还是很多耶。
And for me, that is a lot.
17次耶。
17 times.
那时候我后来很怕这个讲员。
So later on, I was very afraid of meeting the speaker.
所以不给他 question 的那。
So I wouldn't give him any questions.
就让他讲，不能问。
So I just let him speak. I wouldn't ask him any questions.
那常常他会问。
Then many times he'd ask.
他问我讲到哪里？ 这知不知道在圣经哪里？
Many times he would suddenly ask, "Oh, do you guys know where in the Bible this is?"
他不会找出门恩的问。
He wouldn't ask those who are saved.
那一看到我。
When he saw me.
他说你说在哪里？
He would ask me, "Where is it?"
好可怕嘛，对不对？
That's very scary, right?
然后人家就看你。
And then everyone would look at you.
哇，这个信主二十几年的。
Oh, for this person to say
20 years,
he actually said the wrong
thing. 不知道在哪里就算了。
不知道，圣经哪里的，还讲这句话圣经的人，保罗就那几个人还讲错人。 But to actually say the wrong author.
所以他每一次在问的时候，
so every time he asks,
有个反应就是什么？
The reaction is
头就低下去了。
Your head just bowed down.
你知道今天基督徒啊，
you know, for us Christians here,
我们信了主啊，
for us who have been saved,
我们常常很重视神永远的旨意，对不对？
We often treasure the eternal purpose of God.
我们常常把神永远的旨意推在我们这些初信的人身上，推在那里，好像是一个很大的 picture啊。
We often push this idea upon a new believers and say it's such a big idea.
这个弟兄跟我讲，
but this brother explained to me,
你要知道神永远旨意之前，
before you can understand God's eternal purpose,
你应该知道神暂时
允许你今天在你身上有什么样的旨意。You have to understand God's purpose in your life today.
如果你每天只知道神永远旨意，If
you're only focusing on God's eternal purpose every day,
但是你不知道神今天在你身上拥有什么样的旨意的时候，But
not God's daily purpose on you,
你不知道神在你的恩典上有多大。You
don't know how much grace God is giving.
神常常在我们身上有短暂的旨意。God
often has short-term goals for us.
在单身的人身上，
for those who are unmarried,
在结婚的人身上，
for those who are married,
在做父母的身上，
for parents,
在做儿女的身上，
for children,
他在你身上有允许的旨意。
He has a plan for each and every one.
他允许你这时候这样过日子。
He allows you to live a certain life.
这些允许的旨意就像是你在走旷野的时候。
It's like as if you're walking in the desert.
虽然你没有到迦南里面去，
like the children of Israel, even though you didn't reach Canaan.
但是这些暂时的旨意，
but these daily goals,
这些暂时的短暂的旨意，
and these short goals that God gives you,
是引导你到永远的旨意里面去，
will guide you into that eternal purpose.
今天我们不要觉得永远的旨意高不可及啊。
Don't think that God's eternal purpose is too hard to attain.
我们不要觉得暂时的旨意不好。
We don't want to think that temporary purposes are worthless.
你的暂时的旨意跟我暂时的旨意不一样。
God's purpose for you may be different from His for me.
在你身上的要求跟在我身上的要求不同。
What He asks of you might be different from what He asks of me.
这是神让你经历他。
This is for you to experience God.
让你能够渐渐的了解主的旨意在哪里。
These purposes are for you to gradually know.
我们再讲一两个。
I'll talk about one.
我知道时间快到了。
Because our time is almost up.
这个很重要。
I'm going to talk about another important.
这个我们要经历， 蒙恩的人要经历 过教会的生活。
A person who's saved by grace needs to learn to live a life in the church.
在一个团体里面，
to live in a body.
过属灵的生活，
to live a spiritual life.
我用希伯来书10章24节那里讲好了。
I'll use Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24.
他说， 又要彼此相顾，
it says, and let us consider one another.
要激发爱心，
to provoke unto love,
勉励行善，
and to good works.
不可停止聚会，
not forsaking the gathering.
不可像那些停止惯的人，
like those who forsake.
你知道我很喜欢看到这个彼此相顾，
I love this phrase, consider one another.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹们， 朋友们，
for us who are sitting here together,
你们彼此看一看好吧。
Look at one another.
现在彼此看一看。
Look at one another.
你有没有认识所有的人啊？
Do you know each and every one?
你来这里聚会多久了？
How long have you been gathering here?
你认识多少弟兄姐妹啊？
Do you know other brothers and sisters?
你照片照了没有？
Did you have your picture taken?
你让人家知道你是谁了没有？
Did you let others know who you are?
还是你是一个独行侠 ，Zoro？
Or are you like a Zoro, a lover?
又进又出。
You know, you come here and you go here.
在人家身上画个 Z 就出去了。
You just, you know, make a small indentation.
或者是在墙壁上留个 Z 就走了。
Or you leave a Z on the wall and you just leave.
神龙见首不见尾。
Just you know, come and disappear.
好像来这里 check in and check out.
Like you just check into church and then check out.
不管你在这里聚会多久。
It doesn't matter how long you've been gathering.
彼此看看对方好不好？
Look at other people around you.
问一问对方好不好？
Ask of other.
不要问我们这些比较 high profile， 常常被人家问。
Don't ask us who are high profile people.
要问问那些你少问。
You have to ask around for people you haven't really seen.
我一个礼拜没来哈，进来好多人问你。
If I don't come to church one week, everyone will ask for me the next.
没有错，活在彼此相顾的原则里。
It's not wrong to live in this consideration one.
但是你不要老找我啊。
But don't always just consider me.
你找找你旁边的。
Consider those around you.
你去问一问对方。
You should ask other people.
问问对方好不好。
Ask how are other people doing?
去跟他在一起了解他。
To get to know new people.
不是在聚会的时间去问哈。
Not just ask during sir.
有人很喜欢在聚会的时候在外面问安呢。
Some people like to talk during Sunday service.
你们彼此问安要亲嘴，勿要圣洁，对不对？
Remember you have to greet one another.
那很快的亲嘴。问完就结束的。
It says in the Bible, greet one another with holy kiss.
有些一问完问个两小时一小时，聚会都结束了。
Some people they like to greet for a very long time.
来这里问安。
We come here to greet one another.
问一下子。
We just have to greet for a little bit.
但是吃饭的时候你可以一直问。
You can greet as long as you like during our fellowship.
不要老问那几个人哈。
Don't just stick in the same social circle.
我们要学习离开只爱所爱。
We have to leave off just loving the people that we love.
神让我们造的不一样。
God has created us for a different purpose.
在同一个聚会里。
In one gathering.
你知道神给我们多大的恩典吗？
You know how great God's grace is toward us?
你看到不同的人了。
You can see different people around you.
不是年纪上的大小啊。
It's not that they're of different ages.
你看到不同需要的人。
You can see people with different needs.
你知道主耶稣到地上来的时候，
You know when Jesus was here on this earth,
他接待不同的人。
He met different people.
然后这些人因着主耶稣基督得到救恩。
And these different people because of our Lord Jesus.
你知道我们今天能够彼此的接待，看到不同的人。
You know, for us to be able to meet and greet different brothers and sisters,
是神何等大的恩典。
It's really God's grace.
我们聚会。不要只这就这几个人在一起啊。
We should not just stay together in some sort of.
我们也常常参加外面的聚会啊。
We often attend other people's gatherings.
不要只参加特定的几个聚会啊。
We shouldn't just pick a few special ones that we are always going to attend.
有时候要看看不同的聚会。
We have to look around at other gatherings.
不是说你看看就不回来了啊。
It's not that you see this other gathering and then you go there and you don't come back.
你知道神的教会是很丰富的。
You know God's church is very rich.
最后。
The last experience that Christians
还有两个没关系，我们就讲这个。
But we're just gonna, there are two more. We're gonna focus on this one.
要能够有那个经历做见证的经历。
And this one is to be able to testify for God.
有那个经历离开传自己的。
To forsake a life testifying of myself.
学习传基督。
And learn to testify for God.
你知道我们刚才念的约翰福音最前面的那段经文吗？
Do you still remember that first scripture we read from John chapter 1?
他说恩典与真理是从耶稣基督而来的。
It says grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
为救恩做见证。
To be a testimony of that grace.
见证神的爱。
To testify of God's love.
为真理做见证。
To testify of truth.
做世界的光。
To be the light of the world.
主在我们的生命当中。
God in our life.
他给我们的恩典。
He has given us much grace.
在恩典里面有恩，给我们的蒙恩的里面有一部分是恩典。
For us who have been saved by grace, part of what He gives us is grace.
还有一部分是真理在我们的里面。
And another part that He gives us is truth.
见证很难讲啊。
It's very hard to testify.
见证有时非常难讲。
It's very hard to give a testimony.
但是我现在蒙恩一段时间。
But for me who has been saved by grace for such a while,
我慢慢觉得其实见证不是最难讲。
I now realize What's not hard is to give a testimony.
最难的是活出那个见证。
But what is hard is to live out that testimony.
我们有时候传神的话语。
Many times we talk about God's word.
人家看到了什么？
What do other people see when we talk?
但是有时候人家看你的时候，
when they look at you,
看你的身上活出神的见证。
What they see, such as you living out Christ's life in you,
他永远记得。
They will remember that.
今天你的行为表现。
Today, what you do, what you say,
人你外面的样子。
What you do on the outside,
人可以看出你是基督徒吗？
Do you think people can from that infer whether you are a Christian?
如果你不讲你是基督徒，
if you never say I'm a Christian,
人家可以看得出你是基督徒吗？
Do you think people can tell you're a Christian?
我那天读王明道的一篇很小的一个文章， 王明道弟兄。
Yeah, one day I was reading a passage by Brother Wang Mingdao.
他讲到一句话，
He said one word.
在我里面好像像针刺一下。
It was a phrase that just pricked my heart.
他说在他的周围，
He said that around him,
很多人用舌头的尖，舌尖做基督徒。
People use their tongues, their witty tongues, to show they're Christians.
这位老弟兄非常的难过。
This elderly brother was very sad.
他盼望主在我们的身旁。
He hoped that the Lord was by our side.
他不要摆一些用舌头尖做基督徒。
He hoped that we as Christians shouldn't be Christians because of the way we speak.
这是他的祷告。
This is his prayer.
我想我就今天就谈到这里。
I think this is all I'm going to share for today.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的救恩是何等的大，何等的高。
Your grace is so high, so full.
在我们这些残缺的人身上，
For us who are so unworthy,
我们实在盼望你让我们能够显出你自己。
We hope that you will reveal yourself.
我们不只蒙了恩，
We are not only saved by grace,
而且是恩上加恩，
but richly by your grace.
你让我们在地上的日子，
May our lives here on earth,
可能长可能短，
whether it's long or short,
但是都能活出这个救恩。
But may our lives here on this earth live out.
你帮助我们在经历这些事情的时候，
May we, as we experience you,
让人家看到的乃是基督在我们里面活。
Display Christ living in us.
帮助我们，也帮助这些话语。
Please help us and help the words that you gave us.
宝血洁净这些话语。
Please use your blood to cleanse these words.
能够捡在你的手中来用。
That they may be used by you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.